This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. It can be a fascinating journey to explore the relationships that inspire us to recognize the very best of ourselves. You know the ones. You wake up knowing there's going to be a place of comfort, a safe space. That's where the excitement of sharing in another day becomes inspiring. In many cases, we find that sense of unconditional love and acceptance in our pets. Today, we're going to share the story of a local dog. The relationship with her human has inspired a giving endeavor that serves victims of domestic violence and sexual abuse in Washtenaw County, even 2 years after her passing. Many of you may have heard of Jelly Bean the jogger dog. Well, for those who regularly saw Jelly Bean running with her human along Clark Road for nearly two decades, you may refer to them as that little dog running with that tall guy. Well, that tall guy happens to be with us today. He is Ari Weinzweig, and he's co-founder of Zingerman's and will always be Jelly Bean's human. Thank you for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're making me tear up already.
Our other guest today represents the organization that benefits from this relationship, and that is Barbara Neese May, Executive Director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County. Thank you for your time today.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, Ari, tell me about your relationship with Jelly Bean. Where did you first meet?
Well, we first met actually in Cleveland when she was a little puppy. I had dogs when I, you know, we had dogs when I was a little kid growing up, but then I never had dogs as an adult. And the woman who I was living with at the time, who's still a good friend, was into horses, and she got Jelly Bean as a sort of free bonus with a horse she bought. And, you know, I was kind of neutral about it. I mean, it was like, you know, fine. But, of course, you fall in love with puppies, and
right.
That was a long time ago. And then she came back to Ann Arbor. And
together you spent 17 years.
Yeah. So, you know, I was already running, which I still do every day pretty much. And I don't know, one day I just, you know, when she was pretty young, I took her out. I thought, all right, I'm going to try taking her out for a run. And she just ran. You know, I don't know how it goes with other dogs, but it worked out great. It was probably crazy running on Clark Road. People tell me it's crazy for me to run on Clark Road and running with a dog on Clark Road, but we made it work, and we did it, you know, for up until the last couple years of her life, and then we walked, you know, still. But it was a long run, literally and figuratively.
Now, running is a relatively silent endeavor, but you have your partner with you.
Yeah.
And as you would make that pass along Clark Road and past the location where Safe House Center is located, what about that location inspired you to think there's something we can do here in Jelly Bean's memory?
Well, you know, I think like many people that are listening, I mean, everybody goes through hard times, and we all experience loss, and you know, the challenge for in my mind always is how do you take the loss and turn it in? You can't make it go away, much as I wanted to. And the fact that we had 17 great years together, as people would remind me, she lived a great life, and I was really lucky. And I'm like, well, that just makes it suck worse.
Right.
And, you know, so I wanted to do something. And, you know, the Humane Society clearly is a good cause, but it just seemed like that's, you know, what everybody does. In honor of pets, which isn't a bad thing, but then it sort of dawned on me, you know, A, Safe House is literally in our neighborhood. B, everybody who worked there clearly knew who she was because we were right there all the time. And at the time that this all happened, I was finishing what's now the most recent book, which is on the power of beliefs, and also has a bunch of stuff on hope and on spirit of generosity. And I was like, well, those things really embody what Jelly Bean was about as a dog, and it's also what Safe House embodies in terms of providing a safe space for people who really desperately need one. So that was where the connection came.
And Barbara Neese May, did you have any idea that this sense of hope and generosity through a corgi named Jelly Bean would come to benefit so many women and children in our community?
I have to admit, I was surprised and not surprised. Knowing Ari and having known Jelly Bean, I knew how special they both are and were. And also is to turn and say, we want the memory of Jelly Bean to be part of Safe House's legacy too, which means a lot because there are so many connections, not just, you know, the thought of having comfort, but many survivors have pets, and often those pets are what gets them through the tough times. And I think we all feel like we can go home and at least a dog is happy to see us.
When a family, a woman or her children, ends up in Safe House Center, obviously it's the most unfortunate of circumstances. You just mentioned that sometimes they have to be separated from their pets. Mm-hmm. How do you accommodate those kinds of sense of being further severed from life?
Well, we're really fortunate that the Humane Society here is really great about doing some temporary boarding. Also, I need to give a shout out to the Ann Arbor Emergency Clinic Hospital, because they're willing to do emergency boarding as well. We have volunteers that are willing to foster. I mean, we figure it out. When the survivor says, well, I can't leave because I have pets, that is immediately part of the conversation to see what we can do to be helpful to them.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Zingerman's co-founder, Ari Weinzweig, and Safe House Center Executive Director, Barbara Neese-May. We're discussing the second annual Jelly Bean Jump Up. It's a month-long fundraising endeavor benefiting Safe House Center. It is an effort inspired by Ari and his jogging dog, Jelly Bean. They regularly took the running path right past the Center for Victims of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, and together are now moving forward to try and create better opportunity for those who have been affected. So now, as you conduct this Jelly Bean Jump Up, mm-hmm. and you think back on your relationship with Jelly Bean, mm-hmm. how do you mm-hmm. transfer that sense of purpose and being with your pet into a sense of generosity that you've discussed with people you don't even know?
Well, you know, I guess it's what we try to do imperfectly, I mean, in our organization every day. And you know, it's a life mission, really, to be able to live that way all the time. And so I don't know that it's really out of sync with what's going on every day imperfectly in my work and outside of work. But it's just a chance to be able to really help people in need. And I am lucky not to have grown up in a situation that was burdened with domestic violence, but it has surprised me in a good, not good way, how many people have commented on this fundraiser and said, I just got to tell you how meaningful it is, because I grew up in a family where there was domestic violence. And these are not, you know, the social image stereotype would be, you know, people on the periphery, and these are not necessarily people on the periphery. They're people from, you know, in quotes, good homes or middle class families or upper class families even. And, you know, it's important to be able to provide a safe place, and that's what Safe House does. And Jelly Bean provided me a safe place just going home every day. I mean, you know, we made it through. She was there with me through, you know, whatever, three surgeries I had, and she had surgery at one point for bladder stone. I mean, it's just, you know, there's a bond that builds. And as an introvert, you know, it's which I know nobody believes because I'm out in public all the time, but, you know, 17 years is a long time of positive relationship.
Let me ask you this. Every dog has its own personality.
Yeah.
Did Jelly Bean recognize in others the need for perhaps a Jelly Bean jump up and hug?
Well, I think others will say that. I mean, it's hard to know when it's your dog, because we had a tight bond, and you expect it. But I think that she, in hindsight, I mean, she was just always in a good mood, and she was very gentle and very loving and very supportive of everybody. And yeah, she was a good soul.
And Barbara Neese-May, there are a lot of institutions, organizations, people that jump up and stand for the mission of Safe House
Yes.
Center. That is certainly true. And while this is a month-long fundraiser to benefit Safe House Center, the relationship with Zingerman's goes well beyond that. What does it mean when institutions like Zingerman's step up? What kind of difference does that make in the lives of the affected women and children?
Wow. When a place like Zingerman's stands with us and says, we support your mission and we are part of what you do, it gives us extra credibility in the community. We are so fortunate that we have had a long and very positive and strong relationship with Zingerman's. As an example, not just the financial support, but one of their leaders, Grace Singleton, just recently retired as our board president and had a long term. But as we move on, I know that we're still involved with Zingerman's. We're still going to be in touch every day. And it's a both ways relationship. They do everything they can to support us. And then whenever they have a staff person, it's not uncommon. I'll hear from Ari or Paul or Grace or Rick calling me directly saying, we have somebody who needs your help. And then we immediately respond like we would with anybody else.
Unfortunately, there's always going to be a need for the service.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's the need for the service, there is a need for a community to stand together and say, we're going to help take care of these people and set things as right as we possibly can. As we end our time together today, Ari, can you kind of share with us how you would like Jelly Bean to be remembered moving forward?
You make me cry. Well, you know, her picture's up on the Safe House website mm-hmm. right now, and it's one of my favorite photos. Obviously, I picked it, but it's a big smile. And, you know, it's sad to lose somebody that you love, but at the same time, she really was a spirit of positive belief and hope and generosity, and it makes me feel better to be able to know that her positive energy and all those people who drove past us on Clark Road who would always say, I saw you yesterday, and I still have people stop me, you know, now and ask how she is. And I just want to do Patrick Hoban, who's a good friend of mine who runs Probility Physical Therapy, put up a sign down on the running path by St. Joe's that says Jelly Bean Lane, and it's got her photo up there, so people might have seen that too. So
thank you both very much for being here. What we've talked about today is relationships and how those relationships inspire the very best in all of us to serve one another. And when it is served well, then everybody benefits. That was Zingerman's co-founder, Ari Weinzweig, and Safe House Center Executive Director, Barbara Neesmay. And while Jelly Bean the jogging dog has passed, she is certainly here in spirit today and will continue to inspire with her service. For more information on the second annual Jelly Bean Jump Up, visit safehousecenter.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.